In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, Amen. This is the 27th day of the blessed month of Misra. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord. O my fathers and my brethren, Amen. On this day, Saint Benjamin, and his sister, Saint Eudoxia, were martyred. Their parents were pious Christians who loved sojourners. They brought them up in a Christian manner. When Benjamin grew up, he longed to be martyred for the sake of the name of Christ. He went to Chateauneuf and confessed the Lord Christ before the governor. The governor tortured him much, then cast him in prison. When his parents and sister knew about this, they came to him weeping, but he comforted them and told them about the vanity of the world and the life of the coming age, which has no end. When his sister heard that, she told him, "God lives. I shall not separate from you until we die together." The governor cast them in a dark place for 20 days. Then he took them out and hung heavy stones on their necks and threw them in the river. The angel of the Lord came and loosened the stones. They swam until they arrived at the town of Petra. A virgin found them and rescued them. They then returned to the governor, and again they confessed the Lord Christ before him. The governor ordered to cut off their heads, and they received the crown of martyrdom. The faithful built a church in their names in their town, Chateauneuf. May their prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, Saint Mary the Armenian was martyred. She was captured by the Muslims, who asked her to deny her faith in the Lord Christ. She refused, so they tortured her severely, but she remained steadfast in her faith. They threatened to burn her alive in a blazing pit, but by the gate of Zawela in Cairo. Many gathered there, and the crown tried to frighten her from the suffering and to persuade her to change her counsel. But she answered, saying, "It's good that I deliver up my soul in the hands of my Master, Lord, and Savior Jesus Christ." Then she quickly threw herself in the fiery pit. Thus she received the crown of martyrdom. The same manner is now exactly in Egypt. In some cities, in some villages, they kidnap the girls and they keep them under arrest or prison and force them to be persuaded or convinced into Islam or converted into Islam. And they marry them with some guys, whatever it is. And we need to pray for that so much. The number of the kidnapped girls in Egypt is increasing day by day. And it is a severe persecution from the Islamists and the fanatics not all the Muslims, but the fanatics and the terrorists of Muslims against the Christians, especially in the villages of Upper Egypt. That's why we pray every Tuesday, 7:30, a special prayer meeting for our people, our girls, our families, and the situation of Egypt, asking the Lord to save them and to stop this persecution, and also to help his children from the bad hands of the fanatic people. May the prayers of St. Mary the Armenian be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Armenian team.